Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan episode. This is a quick episode that comes out every Wednesday where I share with you what's on my family's meal plan for the upcoming week. This also comes out in a blog post format, which you can find my website at lolasfrugallife.com. Comes out the same day as the meal plan episode, and it has a link to any of the recipes that I mention in this episode. So this week starts on Saturday, April 27th. I'm going to be doing skillet lasagna, which is from spendwithpennies.com. I made this for the first time a few weeks ago, and it came out really good. It's really easy. It's all in one pan. And I used, it doesn't tell you specifically what type of pasta to use. It just says medium pasta, but I actually wound up using lasagna noodles, and I just broke them up before I boiled them. So it's like a one pot lasagna skillet type recipe, as it's called, skillet lasagna. So that's what we're doing for Saturday. For Sunday, I'm actually going to be trying to make, not for breakfast, not for dinner, but for breakfast, I'm going to attempt to make homemade English muffins. I got a recipe from a book that I borrowed from the library, and I'm going to attempt making them. So just sharing that with you just for fun. I will let you know how they come out, if they come out good. For dinner though, we're going to be doing cheesy crispy chicken. This one, I don't have like a recipe link, but I do share on my blog post how to make it. You basically take chicken and you dip it in milk and then, crushed up Ritz crackers, put it in a baking dish and then top it with cheddar cheese. And you just, bake it for, I think about 35 minutes. And it comes out really good. We really like how that chicken comes out. And then as a side, I'm going to be doing Mexican white rice, which is from allrecipes.com. This is got like white rice, corn, I think peas. Yeah, peas, carrot, and some other seasonings. It comes out really good and it makes a nice side to go with that chicken. For Monday, I'm going to be doing easy clam chowder. I usually double this recipe. It's really easy to make. I use the chopped canned clams to make this, and it comes together really quickly and it tastes really good. If you like that style of clam chowder, it's like the New England kind, the white clam chowder. So that is for Monday. For Tuesday, I am making a new recipe that I've never tried before. We usually always do our Mexican theme meals on Tuesday, and my daughter sent me a recipe for Copycat Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme that she wanted me to try. So I'm going to be giving this recipe a shot. Hopefully it comes out good. Obviously, as it sounds, it's supposed to be like a Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme, which honestly, I don't know that I've ever even had one, but I guess my daughter likes those. So we're going to try that recipe out for Tuesday. For Wednesday, I am actually just going to be doing a quick, easy meal to treat myself to an easy night. So I don't really have a recipe to share for Wednesday, because what I am doing is I had bought some frozen panko shrimp from Costco a few weeks ago that I have in my freezer. And then recently I saw they have a frozen vegetable fried rice that cooks up really quickly. So I'm actually just going to make that frozen shrimp and make the frozen, it's not vegetable fried rice. I think it's chicken fried rice. So I'm going to make that frozen chicken fried rice that I have from Costco and the frozen shrimp I have from Costco. And that's going to be dinner for Wednesday. for Thursday. This is when we usually do either breakfast for dinner or crock pot or instant pot or something easy because I go grocery shopping that night. So this week we're going to be doing hash brown breakfast casserole. This is from SvenWithPennies.com. This has shredded hash browns, sausage, eggs, milk, and some cheese and seasonings. And then it just bakes in the oven. It's really easy to put together. And then Friday, we are doing hamburgers. We do that every other Friday. So it's starting to get warmer now. I'll probably start cooking on the grill soon. But otherwise, I just do them quickly on the stovetop. I just make some hamburger patties and cook them up. And I'm going to be doing my normal oven fresh seasoned potato wedges with those and then some pork and beans. So that is it for this week's meal plan. Like I said, you can find all of this on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. A post comes out every single week the same day as this episode. So if there's any previous ones you want to go back and look for, those will all be there. So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.